The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One night, soon after my daughter was born, I spent the evening watching her react to an empty corner of the room. I'd hold her, and she'd careen around to face the spot, smiling and laughing as though someone standing there was trying to entertain her. I carried her across the room, but still her attention veered in that direction. I held her in my arms and faced the other way. No matter. What if it's my parents there? I wondered. Or what if it's a stranger's ghost? She was happy, giddy, but I quaked in fear. I went so far as to call her father and ask him to come straight home. What's wrong? He asked. Something's here, I told him. Naomi is laughing and smiling at some kind of a ghost. He wasn't convinced. My friend Rose once told me this story. Her young niece, born after Rose's mother had died, would sometimes point to her grandmother's face in photos. "This is the lady who told me to pray," she once remarked. At the end of my mother's life, my infant niece would sometimes look at her with a certain discomforting poise. The intensity of her focus, the depth of her gaze— it was as if she understood that soon my mother would be returning to the place from which she herself had just come. I think back to that night alone with Naomi and what I feared might have been some kind of strange ghost, or, perhaps truer, what I sensed might have been the presence of my parents. Confronted by what I longed for, I feared. It was somehow terrifying to accept proof of what I'd long wished might be true, that we live at the edge of some kind of portal where the people we descend from might occasionally appear bearing kindness and love. Today's poem is Kissing the Opelu by Donovan Kuhio Koleps. It speaks to me of ancestry, tradition, and the fluidity of perception. We are who we are, the poem suggests to me, because of what we inherit from the people we love. Why does it have me thinking about ghosts and visitations? Maybe because I've decided that the people I love are always with me in one form or another. Kissing the Opelu by Donovan Kuhio Koleps. For my grandmother. I am water only because you are the ocean. We are here only because old leaves have been falling, a mulching of memories folding into buried hands. The cliffs we learn to edge, the tree trunk hollowed, humming. I am a tongue. Only because you are the body planting stories with thumb. Soil crumbs cling to your knees, small stacks of empty clay pots dreaming. I am an air plant suspended only because you are the trunk I cling to. I am the milky fisheye only because it's your favorite. Even the sound you make when your lips kiss the opelu socket is a mo'olelo. A slipper is lost in the yard. A hakule is chilling in the icebox. I am a cup for feathers, only because you want to fill the hours. I am a turning wrist, only because you left the hose on. Heliconias are singing underwater. Beetles are floating across the yard. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.